Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you have just tuned in to the greatest football recruiting talk radio show in the world. It's T.A. Scouting Scoop, an NCAA certified scouting service that gives you the legit football recruiting scoop in the Central Texas area. T.A. has over 15 years of experience in the sporting recruiting arena and has assisted hundreds of student athletes to be recruited by collegiate sports programs. With a strong social work background, he believes that education is the vehicle to fulfill dreams for student athletes. Now, let's welcome T.A.
Again, a big thank you to Morphicity Recording for that elongated and illustrious introduction. This is T.A., the one who is always tenacious and audacious in the Central Texas area football recruiting world. Good evening to all of you all out there. We're getting some warmer weather in the Centralplex, and the skies are looking brighter and brighter, with everyone's grass looking greener due to all the rain that we have been blessed to have these past couple of weeks. Tonight, as always, we have an exciting show with one of the area's, state's, and nation's top prospects at his position. It's springtime, folks, and the football recruiting world is becoming more astonishing by the minute. Make sure you follow us on Twitter at TA Scouting Scoop, at TA Scouting Scoop, and send us a friend request on Facebook, three words, TA's Syntex Football Prospects. Three words, TA's, second word, Syntex, last word, Football Prospects. Go on there, request us as a friend, and add us, and you'll continue to see the updated list of prospects that we profile on a weekly basis. Also, remember, go on our website and order your copy of our Winter Honors magazine, our Winter Honors magazine for 2015. At tascoutingscoop.com and click on Scouting Magazine. Excuse me. This basically is for everyone that made all district, all Syntex, my all Syntex team, by the way, and also all state, along with all the seniors that signed scholarships to go to college. It's a very interesting piece of work, and of course, I'm very proud to be associated with it. Now we're going to take a short commercial break, and then we're going to come back on with our guest for the evening, so stay tuned.
Hi, folks, this is Jim Hamilton at Jeff Hunter Toyota Scion. You know the big boys on the motor mile. Tax season is here, and we want your business. Come see us about our new tax refund investment program. Treat yourself, don't cheat yourself. You deserve quality, so don't settle for less. If you're even thinking of using your tax refund to buy a car, think Jeff Hunter, where we keep it tight.
Jeff Hunter Toyota on the Motor Mile, Waco, Texas, 662-6644.
All right, that's Jeff Hunter Toyota located in Waco, Texas. And speaking of Waco, Texas, I'd like to invite our guests on here for the evening, the young prospect and his father, Eric Cuffey Jr. and his father, Mr. James Cuffey Sr. How you guys doing this evening?
How we doing? Good.
Good. Doing good. Doing good.
Yeah, appreciate you guys taking time out of your busy Sunday schedule. I know it's a lot going on this spring, a lot of traveling going on. We're just getting out of spring break, well, at least a lot of people are, throughout the state of Texas. So I know it's ramping and rucking going on out there. But, again, much obliged for you all taking the time to come on to the show. Now, first and foremost, I want to start with the younger Mr. Cuffey. Eric, you play cornerback for the Waco Lions. Won't you go ahead and tell us, since I've been bragging on you on my blog and now I'm bragging on you on my show, won't you go ahead and tell our listeners out there, what is your height, your weight, and your 40 time?
My height is 6'1", 190, and I run a 4.47.
4.47, okay. So for those of you all out there that may not be as aware of what's going on in the recruiting game, that's basically prototype size for a cornerback that college coaches salivate and pro scouts salivate for as well, as long as the guy brings skills, which this young man does. Now, of course, you can't go to college without having some grades. So what is your grade point average, and how important are academics to you individually?
My GPA is a 3.93, and the academics is very important. That's first and foremost to anything I do, so that's what I put first.
Man, 3.93, man, that sounds like an Ivy League type of academic resume. so that means you can basically cherry pick what type of schools that you want to go to. And we're going to talk about the schools later, but I definitely tip my hat off to you and Mr. Cuffy and the rest of your family for instilling that in you, because it always speaks even more volume about you as a student-athlete that you're willing to take the classroom seriously. As I stated before, you attend Waco High School, and I must say that you play at a historical football factory, high school status-wise, in Central Texas, that's produced guys like Lewis Fight, Derek Johnson, Marcus Walker, even the former kicker for the Cowboys, Lynn Elliott, and also, most recently, Will Hines. Now, this year, the here and now is what we're talking about. What are the Lions' goals? What are y'all's goals for this upcoming season?
Our goals are to make it to state and just do well during the district and just end up being one of those qualifying state.
Yeah. Now, because I noticed you guys had a fairly disappointing season this past year as far as not making it to the postseason, but yourself and y'all did. Of course, Waco always had some talent. Y'all had some individual playmakers, but what do you feel, I guess, kind of prevented y'all from being able to go, even though you guys did move into a new district, but still had some pretty competitive teams?
What do we feel? What could you say that again, Tia?
Oh, yeah. I was saying, what do you feel, I guess, was the main thing that kept you guys from making it to the postseason, aside from not winning enough games?
I would say definitely experience. Most of our team was young, and we didn't have much experience out there, and just we didn't have much leadership as well with the seniors being. Yeah, but that's pretty much it.
Okay. Now, with you being a senior this upcoming season, that is, are you slated to be one of the captains, or I mean, is that in the plans as well, or is that something that's out of your control?
Definitely, that's in my control. I'm definitely going to be a captain coming into this next season. I started off my role as a captain last season, but it was during the end of the season. But
okay, all right. Well, since you're going to be a captain next season, let's talk about what's going on this off season as far as you being a team leader. Outside of your team's off season, because I know you guys do a lot of weightlifting and conditioning, what do you do in addition to getting yourself ready for spring football outside of your team's off-season?
I work out. I train with Coach Larry Face Weathers, and he's definitely a good trainer, and he keeps me right.
Okay. Now, as far as Face, now, I hear a lot of talk about this guy named Face. Is Face really legit, man, what he does? I mean, just go ahead and tell me the truth. You can tell me the truth.
Is he legit? Yeah, he's definitely legit. That's not a question to ask, but he's a real good trainer. Yeah, he says.
Right. Of course, I'm very familiar with Fresh Face. Face is a good friend of mine. He's been on the show a few times. But the fact that you are working with him, how long have you guys had that working relationship where he's actually been training you?
It's been about a year now since he's been training me.
Okay. All right. Good stuff. And since, you've been on the varsity and training with Coach Face, how do you feel your game has improved individually, since going through that?
My game has stepped up tremendously since I've been working with Face. It was a great experience. Very good experience.
Okay. All right. And, of course, right now you are one of the nation's top players at your position, and, again, we'll talk about the recruiting aspect a little later on. Well, for our guests out there, we're going to go ahead and take another short commercial break, and then we'll have Mr. Cuffy to talk about some things that he's doing as far as it relates to his sub's recruiting. So stay tuned.
Dave Masters Barbershop, located 810 West Rancid, Suite 500. Call us at 213-1176. And check us out on Facebook and Instagram. Fade Masters Barbershop. Come get faded by a master.
All right, Fade Masters Barbershop in Killeen. Make sure you check them out. Mr. Cuffy.
Yes,
there, sir.
All right.
Again, a big thank you for coming on to the show. You've been watching over this young man basically since he landed here on planet Earth. So I want to ask you, you play pro football yourself, and you also have both Dre Bly and Parrish Cox in you all's family. Do you guys actually come from an athletic family, or do y'all just have a few spurts here and there with some good athletes?
No, we actually have a pretty athletic family. We have other ones that are out there playing at other D1 schools as well that we hadn't mentioned. Chasten Ward. He played safety at Mizzou. And,
okay, say the name one more time.
Chasten Ward.
Okay.
Chasten Ward from Mizzou.
He plays at Mizzou, correct?
Yeah, he plays safety for Mizzou. That's my nephew.
All right.
Y'all
have a defensive back family, I tell you that right now. So
yeah, that's a surprise.
That's good to know. Right.
Yeah.
And Dre Bly, and I know Dre Bly, he came out around the same time I was coming out of high school, and I remember when he came to North Carolina, man, and just basically set the world on fire with all them interceptions. Of course, Parrish Cox, I got a chance. He's a Central Texas guy, of course, and I got a chance to follow him since I think he was like a sophomore in high school. But, of course, he's in the pros right now for the 49ers and had a good high school and college career as well. Now, Mr. Duffy, let me ask you this question. Now, as far as, you know, you basically – Eric basically going to different combines. Matter of fact, that's how I met you all, because you all came to my combine right after Eric's freshman year, or the summer after his freshman year.
Right.
What is some advice as a parent? What is some advice that you would give other parents out there as it relates to taking the proper steps to help your son get recruited? Because it seems like those kids that get a shipload of offers or whatever, they're even taking unofficial visits, they're going to junior days, and most importantly, they have good film. So what is your personal advice from experience?
Get them involved in the camps. The one-day camps as quickly as possible. Get them to people like yourself, you know, with the camps that you do. Get them to experienced professionals that know that they can spot what your kid has and actually – groom them to be able to get it, you know, the support to come out and to prosper into something like it has for little Eric, you know. So, my advice would be definitely get them into the camps early and support them 100%, 110% if they have a love for the game, you know, like Eric does.
Okay. Now, let me ask you this. With Eric playing defensive back, of course, again, coming from a defensive back family, did you groom him at an early age to play DB, or did he kind of just take a liking for it at a young age?
No, actually, in eighth grade, he was approached by, at that time, University of Texas coach Bo Davis, and he asked little Eric what position he played. Eric told him he played running back. He was running back at that time. And Bo Davis told him that, you know, hey, man, I see you having a good future at defensive back. So start playing that position right now. And that's what we took his advice. And Eric grabbed a hold of it and latched on to it. And it's still rolling with it at this time. But it's because of people like Larry Weathers, you know, Freddie, his training and him helping Eric with technique and also mental aspect of the game, you know, it's been a great experience.
Okay. Now let me ask you this. Eric talked about his good grades as a parent, because sometimes, you know, we have student athletes out there that don't really take the classroom seriously or whatever, but as a parent, how did you instill that in him from such a young age?
Me and his mother, we both went to college, and mean, we just know that, you know, with that piece of paper, you know, you can do just about whatever you want to do. I mean, I'm not saying you can't do it without it, but it makes it a lot easier, you know. So we just instilled that. We drummed our children with that message, and we were blessed because they latched a hold of it, you know. So it was a real blessing. So I mean, it was just from day one. Just
all right. Yes, sir. And I thank you very much because we need, in this day and time, we definitely need that parental guidance for our children's academic present and future. Well, for all our listeners out there, we're going to go ahead and take another short commercial break, and then we'll come back and talk more about the football recruiting aspect with Eric Cuffey. So stay tuned.
Inspired Designs Hair Salon and Barbershop offers a variety of services for all your hair care and beauty needs. Military precision cuts, hot lather shaves for men, relaxers, smoothing system keratin treatments, natural hair care regrowth and conditioning treatments. Inspired Designs also offers color services, eyelash extensions, makeup and waxing. Located at 3901 East Stansley, the Loop, call 254-680-CUTS for appointments. And remember to like us on Facebook at Inspired Designs Barbershop and Hair Salon.
All right, we're back. I'd like to welcome back Eric Cuffey Jr. on the line, and we're going to go ahead and start talking about this football recruiting because that's what our listeners want to hear. Okay, Eric, the fact that you play in a state that is known as one of the superiors of high school football, from a physical standpoint, how do you feel you stack up against other prospects at your position from outside of Texas?
I feel like I stack up against players outside of the state, like in different cities, like in Dallas or Houston. I think I play pretty well against players like that.
Yeah, and as you already may well know, Central Texas is a hidden gold mine. It's underrated as far as talent goes, although Waco has had a really good reputation of putting guys out there, but do you ever feel like you have an extra chip on your shoulder because the big city guys may think that, you know, because you're from Waco or you're from Central Texas, that you may not be as talented?
No, sir, because you have great players from Waco, and that bans the way for us, paved the way for us tremendously.
Right. Okay, good stuff. Now, as far as recruiting, you have probably at least 30 offers out there, if not more. What are your plans on visiting schools officially or unofficially from here on out? And do you have, let's say, a top five currently of the schools that you like the most?
No, I don't have top five, but I'll be visiting the West Coast. When I do visit the West Coast, it'll be schools like Stanford, UCLA, USC, and Cal. And I'll be visiting South, like SEC schools, Florida State, unofficial. And my officials, I haven't really set those up yet.
Okay. Now, if I'm not mistaken, you just recently got offered by University of Alabama. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and did you get a chance to talk to Coach Saban yourself?
Yes, I did.
Okay, how did that conversation go, if you don't mind me asking?
It went very well. I called Coach Saban during school, like around 1:30, and he was at the beach, actually, and he answered the phone and just talked to me about the school and how good the school is and their past and how many national championships they've won, and how many guys come back and do great things at their school.
I'm telling you, for all you prospects out there that's listening, remember, this young man has a 3.9 grade point average. He's been starting on the varsity since his sophomore year, making big plays, going to different camps to help further put his name out there, but most importantly, he has film to back it up. So always keep that in mind. Now, Mr. Cuffey,
yes, sir.
How has it been, I mean, since you're the one footing the bill for all of this, how has it been taking all these road trips or flights to all these different college campuses? So how has that been for you as a parent?
Man, it's been expensive, but it's been very exciting, you know, with different people that we get to meet and the level their own, you know, in the world of football. You know what I'm saying? Like the Nick Sabans and the Bob Stoops and, you know, the minds, man, that have been around for quite a while doing great things. You know, so it's definitely it's rewarding, man. Rewarding, refreshing, and probably some words I can't even think of. But, I mean, you know, it's well worth it, man. Well worth it.
All right.
Well, yeah.
Tired, okay. Yeah, yes, sir. I bet it is. Well, we're going to take another short commercial break. Then we're going to wrap up some lasting thoughts from the Cuffy family here. So stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
Hi, folks. This is Jim Hamilton at Jeff Hunter Toyota Scion. You know, the big boys on the Motor Mile. Tax season is here, and we want your business. Come see us about our new tax refund investment program. Treat yourself, don't cheat yourself. You deserve quality, so don't settle for less. If you're even thinking of using your tax refund to buy a car, think Jeff Hunter, where we keep it tight.
Jeff Hunter Toyota, on the Motor Mile, Waco, Texas, 662-6644.
All right, again, that's Jeff Hunter Toyota in Waco. Okay, for all of you listeners out there, make sure you go to our blog page right after this broadcast because you can go back and listen to it. Go to syntexfootballscoop.blogspot.com, syntexfootballscoop.blogspot.com, immediately after this broadcast, and you can see the feature of Eric Cuffy. Eric, do you have any lasting comments that you'd like to leave for our listeners out there?
Hard work pays off.
Hard work pays off. Mr. Cuffy, do you have any lasting comments that you'd like to leave?
Hey, yeah, just dream big and work towards it and watch it happen. I mean, you know, it's a blessing every day, you know, living it, you know, just working for something and seeing it transform into something big, you know, it's wonderful, man. And we like to really send a shout-out to UTA, you know, and also Coach Weathers, man. Hey, I never knew about training, but I thank God every day that I was able to get in touch with Face and watch him do the things that he did for my son. So it's well worth it, and I will appreciate you.
All right. Now, Eric, man, I'm taking you about 16, 17 years old, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so that means you're in your mid to late teens. I got a grown man question for you. Is there any receiver, high school receiver, in these United States of America that you cannot cover? Just answer the question.
No, sir, there isn't.
Okay. That's all I want to ask. And you better answer that question like that being the top cornerback in Central Texas. So you heard it from the man himself, all right?
Hey, just tune into the opening, man, on July 7th and
10th. That's right. Tune into the opening. Central Texas will be represented by Mr. Eric Cuffy Jr. himself. All right. Thank you guys again for being on the show.
All right.
Appreciate you all.
Y'all be
safe out there. All our listeners out there, again, you heard it for yourself. Remember, follow us on Twitter at TA Scouting Scoop. That's at TA Scouting Scoop. Send us a friend request on Facebook. TA Syntex Football Prospect. TA Syntex Football Prospects. Go to our blog page, syntexfootballscoop.blogspot.com. syntexfootballscoop.blogspot.com. You'll see the brand new feature on Eric Cuffy. And also, subscribe to our magazine at tascouterscoop.com, tascouterscoop.com. Subscribe, get your copy of our Winter Honors magazine before our Spring magazine comes out. You all be safe out there, and always remember where you get the legit football recruiting scoop from in Central Texas. This is TA signing off from yet another show. Be blessed.